It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den. The show that is better than a political ad shot in a concentration camp. We are better than that.
Thank goodness.
I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I'm joined by Joe Curry.
Hello.
And Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
On the show, a U.S. congressman makes Nazi news. That's never a good combination.
No.
Never good. A warning about a new feature on Snapchat. And we'll do some scamming scammers with Jane. But we'll start off with a whole plethora of Donald Trump news. But we won't do the really serious stuff that's breaking about the Don Jr.'s emails and the whole Russian scandal. We won't do that.
I actually think that makes a lot more sense because it's just broken. And there's more to come out. We'll find out.
What makes more sense? Not doing it?
Not doing it.
Okay. Thank you.
Why is that a big sigh moment?
Because it's still fresh breaking news.
It won't be by the time this portion of the show gets heard in some places.
Well, then you just answered her question.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, there's more to come out.
Yeah,
but that's not fun conversation.
No,
that's just us yelling at each other.
That's what the basis of this show is.
Yeah, is that not fun?
A segment or two. Not the whole thing.
Yeah.
You know, but listen, Joe is still ride or die with the whole Trump family.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the rest of us have our eyes open and we know what's going on. But we're not going to do that tonight.
as much as you were with the Clintons, holy smokes. And Obama,
always the Clintons. Always the go-to. I love it.
Because they're so crooked.
Who cares? Who cares? They're out of office. I don't care about the Clintons. Do you care about Dan Quayle? You fascinated with Dan Quayle's up to?
Ugh.
Who cares?
Typical liberal answer. All right, never mind.
How is that a liberal? No, the point is, why would you care about somebody who's out of office? They're gone. I don't care about Saddam Hussein anymore.
Because when everything was going on with the Clinton investigation, everything, the whole left is like, oh, no, not on this show.
No. Sorry, not your little party lines don't work that way because we said, hey, if she's dirty, investigate her.
Yeah.
You got the wrong guys. Sorry, I know you like to go to your talking points, but it just doesn't work here. Hmm. I'm like, whoever's
not with
dirty.
Her.
No, well, nobody. Whoever's dirty, get them out. I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm not dating them. That's what these politicians are not my boyfriend or girlfriend. I don't have an allegiance to them. I have an allegiance to my country. I don't have an allegiance to any politician.
Was that a shot about my boyfriend, Christy?
Well, quality time at the beach. But we're not going to talk about that either.
Okay.
Oh, boy. He don't care anymore either.
Oh, he could care.
He cares
lying
less.
At the
Christy
beach.
Don't care.
He's lying at the beach but nobody can go to the beach. I don't care.
I don't care.
I'm going over sports stats because I'm going to be a sportscaster
and
now.
I know. Then he's doing like the local radio drive time sports and people are calling up and yelling at him, calling him fat ass. He don't care. Mr. 15% approval rating.
Well, he was like having a let him eat cake moment. Hey, by the way, let me eat cake. You know, yeah. I mean,
he doesn't need to eat cake.
That's my point.
Between Christie and Trump, I don't know who wants who less.
I know. I know. No one cares.
It's like it doesn't make sense for them to get together anymore because Donald Trump's looking like, P.U., you stink. Yeah. And Christie's like, I see a Titanic. And I'm the iceberg. So I'm going to stay over here.
I'm just going to puncture your holding cells.
The Northeast politicians. You're welcome, America. But that's not what we're going to talk about. So a little dated.
Okay.
But Donald Trump, he's got free time on his hand. Mm-hmm. He used to be leader of the free world. Now they say it's Angela Merkel. So he's still the leader of our country, the United States. He's still our president.
Yeah, we still have him.
So he puts out a little tweet. He went from his pro wrestling days where he clotheslined. I think it was Vince McMahon who really got clotheslined. But it was like they put a CNN cube on the head.
Right.
And Donald Trump tweeted out this gif. What are your thoughts?
Who cares? Who cares?
Stupid.
Who cares?
I don't think it's a big deal, but I do think it's like, ugh, it's bad enough when Depp and Nugent and Griffin are doing stupid stuff that make you roll your eyes and go, shut up. I just think, it's just worse when you're the president, I think. Like, in the grand scheme of things, I don't think it matters that much.
No.
But can't you just act normal once? And some people are saying, well, it encourages violence. take it, report it.
Oh, pay you.
You know what? There are those twisted people that are going to take it. It's not the normal person, but there are the twisted people.
You can't figure out what people are going to do in advance. But I mean, I don't really think that was advocating violence.
No, it wasn't.
It was just
and
a childish thing.
The people got to relax.
Yeah, a little bit.
I would like him to act a little bit. I'm not even asking for presidential. Adult.
Yes, please.
Adult. Just be an average 71-year-old man that has to putt around the house where you don't have time to go out on Twitter and post memes.
What
are you doing? There's got to be something. We got North Korea firing missiles. We got Syria. We got Russia. I know that you're bud. You're fighting with the Democrats. You're fighting with the Republicans. Melania's there. Isn't there something you could be doing?
Just relax and have a little fun.
Doesn't he have time for other things he should be worrying about, though?
You know what? It's a good point. This is the case to get him back on the golf course. Good point, Joe. That's why you're going to be invited to Mar-a-Lago when this is all over in 4 months.
I would be pleased to go.
Of course you will.
Of course. And we will not be invited.
And it won't
invited.
Be $200,000 by the time it's done. It'll be down to $20,000. All right. Here's the thing. According to polls, neither the media or the president are viewed favorably. I think things like this erodes faith in both the media and the president.
Well, I don't know if that particular meme eroded faith in the press
because they're covering it ad nauseum.
Yeah, well,
it's like it's the biggest story. It's like, really, is that all we got going on?
Well, I mean, did he hurt your little fifis? Don't you have anything else to cover?
But I mean, you go by the president, you go by the media. It's like, is this all we got going on? Is nobody paying attention? Because when President Trump gives a speech, it's always doom and gloom. We're all dying. America's a crap hole. We're all going to die. And then on the other hand, he's got time for this. So what am I supposed to think? It's a little, if America was great, according to the president, everything's great. We're doing great. We're winning. If it was like that, I'd go, oh, well, he's patting himself on the back.
Everything is great, except CNN.
and Mika Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough and the Democrats and the obstruction and Syria and Iraq and China. Russia's good.
Russia's good.
No, but I mean, you hear like he gives these doom and gloom speeches all the time.
I know. And then it's like, what? Spend time working on those problems with you.
Now it's time for some comedic relief.
Come on, all work and no play makes Trumpy a bad, a dull boy.
He's not a dull boy. I will give you that. Trumpy's not a dull boy.
Not dull.
He is not dull.
Nobody threw out that one.
It's almost too much show.
Yeah.
It's like the legendary Wid. We get it. It's 45 minutes of props. And I love Wid. And it's a great show. But
it is.
Go,
yeah.
We get it. It's kind of that way with the president. We get it. You got time on your hands.
Yeah.
Melania doesn't want to touch you. I understand.
How could you see that?
I understand.
What's that next to the podium? It's a prop box.
Where's my rubber chicken?
That's great.
Could you just see Melania and I? Donald, put down the Twitter machine. Come to bed, Donald.
No, I absolutely cannot see her ever
Donald,
saying that.
Put down the tweet. Twitter, Melania, it's great.
I'm communicating with the people.
No, you have it backwards. She's like, Donald, get out of bed and go tweet something. Here, I'll give you a topic.
Donald, how about you catfish some people?
I gotta tell you something. Even though, like historical figures from the past, if they had to, you know, Ben Franklin would be tweeting every chance he could get.
He'd be sending penis pics.
Yeah.
But he wasn't president.
Kai Key Lightning. Ouch. Yeah.
But he wasn't president.
But still.
And his favorite drug terms.
What?
And his favorite drug terms.
Yes.
Oh, drug terms. Yes.
All right. So then we get Don Jr. before his latest episode. So Don Jr. tweets out a gif of Top Gun depicting his father shooting down a CNN jet fighter. I'm going to go out there. I'm going to go out on a limb. Joe can correct me. I feel the president and the president's family may be a little preoccupied with the media. I feel like they may be focused on that just a skosh too much.
Yeah, really. It's like, okay, we got the point. Stop.
Yeah, he keeps drawing attention to it because he loves it.
Yeah.
If he hated the media, he wouldn't do this stuff.
No.
He would ignore it because he's the president.
But he's getting a lot of attention for doing these things, which is what he wants.
Because he's a child.
Yes.
He's a child.
Mom, look at me. Look at me. Mom, look at me.
But as a citizen... I'm just like, president, do some presidenting.
Yes, please.
He's trying. He's getting blocked.
I don't think he is.
I think he is.
You can't do it all, Joe. You can't between golf and pushing foreign leaders out of the way like he did at the one summit and tweeting all the time. There's only so much time for real presidenting, Joe. He's just a man. We know he has great energy and all, but still, he's just a man. I don't think the presidenting is taking the priority that us as citizens would like.
He's tired from carrying all the weight of being the one against the 20. the G20.
Listen, the whole way for it works for Donald Trump to be him versus the world. All right. So then CNN finds the origin of the gift. So cable news network denied accusations Wednesday that it blackmailed the Reddit user who created the gif used by President Trump. They report Tuesday it had been identified, known as Han A. Hole Solo, but did not reveal his true identity. Thank goodness for that. You mean it's Harrison Ford?
Yeah.
CNN decided not to publish the name of the Reddit user out of concern for his safety, the statement reads. According to BuzzFeed, any assertion that the network blackmailed or coerced him is false. The user, who is an adult male, not the 15-year-old boy that was reported, apologized, deleted his account before ever speaking with our reporter. CNN never made any deal of any kind with the user. In fact, CNN, including the decision to withhold the user's identity in an effort to completely be transparent that there was no deal. The report included Han, you know his name, apology that was posted to subreddit called The Donald, in which he lamented the posts he made that were racist, bigoted, and anti-Semitic. Oh, he's got the trifecta. Too bad there was no homophobia in there. That would have been nice. CNN
I'm
then
sure he missed that in his explanation.
It's a sequel. CNN then explained CNN then explained it didn't publish his true name because of his apology. The fact that Han, A-Hole Solo, is a private citizen, had showed remorse. I know.
Can we stop for a second? You talk about where we are as a country.
Yes, that's my point! That's my point, Joe! That's what I'm saying! There's nothing more between the media and our president. Is there a candy cane tree outside my house that I missed? Are there Swedish fish in the river? Is it raining gumdrops? I mean, is the world going a lot? Is North Korea behaving? Did I miss something, Joe?
The internet was supposed to revolutionize the world.
It has.
We're all a bunch of idiots.
It's made us dumber. We are a bunch of idiots.
Han A-Hole Solo. Good Lord.
The fact that he gets to see his name in a CNN article.
I know.
And this is what's in the CNN article.
Yes. Precipitated by our president.
Generations from now, I don't know. I'd love to go in a time machine and see.
I'd love to send you there. I'd send you back to the time of dinosaurs. Tell me how it is. So because he said he's not going to repeat this ugly behavior on social media, so they're not going to do it. They're not going to reveal who it is. That explanation was followed by another line that suggested CNN could renege on its decision not to release the user's real name. CNN reserves the right to publish his identity should any of that change. I don't think this is blackmail. This isn't blackmail.
Well, if they're saying they're holding it over him, that if you come back and you tweet anything that follow any of those categories that we find bad, we're going to tell the whole world who you are? Isn't that sort of blackmail?
No, because it just means you're like everybody else who uses their real name on social media. You accept the consequences of what you post. It's called being an adult. It's not blackmail. When I post things, I post as my name. And when I get the flame back, that's fine. I'm not hiding. I'm not extra brave because I'm a Star Wars character with a booty fetish.
Yeah, but you don't have the whole
Solo. Is a private citizen.
Luke Seawalker.
That's right. I'm a private citizen and I deserve my privacy.
No, you don't. No,
but I'm just saying that you don't have the eyes of the world on you right now. Now, he does. So
because he's a jerk.
You know, well, I mean, for the things that he
don't
said,
be a
yes.
jerk.
Wait, hold on a second. Okay, maybe he was being a jerk about the other things he said, but we're specifically talking about him posting, making up this animated GIF.
But that's not why. But it was the other stuff that he was worried about.
That's the stuff he was worried about. Yes, but it's like they're saying, don't go and post anything else. So they're holding it over him, and I'll tell everybody this person
yes,
who became famous.
Yeah, it's called being responsible for your consequences. Everything I say, I'm not going on here as Luke Penis Walker. Everybody knows my name, Davin Rosenblatt. I get emails from people who don't like what I said because I'm an adult and I take responsibility. I have no sympathy for people who hide behind names on the internet. It's why our internet is so Not yes, you. I have no respect.
I know.
It's uncivilized. It's that's why communication has devolved.
It has devolved because of a lot of that.
Make people responsible for what they say. Stand by what you say. If you want to say racist or homophobic or bigot thing, go for it. Knock yourself out. I'm not saying you can't say it. I'm just saying deal with the repercussions like everybody else does.
Right, right.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay, I understand that.
Joe?
I think they're blackmailing him. I really do.
I don't know, man. I got no problem with outing all these anonymous posters, all these trolls. Out them all. Out them. Now, by the same token, I would like to think CNN had more important things to do.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, right. with a better name, yeah.
Than monitor Hans A-hole. They have other A-holes to monitor.
I'm going to go a little long on this one. Might go a little short on the next one. Go a little long on this one. But, yeah, I have no problem. I hope they do out him. I wish they would have outed him. Out him. Make an example of him. Make an example. Let people know that we can find out who you are. Kurt Schilling did it. Remember, somebody was Kurt Schilling, former Boston Red Sox pitcher. Somebody was harassing his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Tweeting horrible things about her. She was a softball player in college. Kurt Schilling outed the person who did it. He was a hero.
No, that is awesome.
Yes.
That is awesome.
Same thing. You're going to be a troll. We're going to out you. I'd be happy with it. And that way the people who can have intelligent discourse will maybe comment some more because you won't have to deal with all these hand a-holes anymore.
Right.
It'd be better. I'd be so much happier if they would have outed this jerk. I don't care if he's sorry. He's only sorry because he got caught. Everybody's
that's
sorry
true.
When they get caught.
Yes, that's true.
So I got no sympathy. More people I don't have sympathy for, certain Trump supporters. We're going to do this real quick. So the NPR, National Public Radio, which the Republicans want to defund, every year they now they're tweeting, but they also read out the Declaration of Independence on the 4th of July,
mm-hmm.
because it's the 4th of July.
Right.
So they tweeted it out in 140 characters with a link where you could hear the whole thing.
Right.
And certain Trump supporters saw these, and they thought that NPR was attacking President Trump because they didn't recognize the stupid Declaration of Independence. And they're like, well, it's good that you're being defunded. And it's like,
how dare you?
Come on. Are we this stupid? Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
Is that where we are?
I have to admit that out of context, some of those individual tweets, I'd be like, what are they doing?
Who speaks with such good English today, though? Really?
NPR?
Attacking the president? Is that what's going on? Thou? Who speaks with thou?
Well, no, NPR might be quoting something that has that kind of language in it.
So would you tweet them back? Or maybe do a little research? Maybe Google the words.
I would look it up first.
Yeah, morons. Joe, you people?
look, every group's got morons.
Okay.
What do you think I'm going to sit here and go, well, they had a right to send us the Declaration of Independence on the 4th of July. This is outrageous.
you're calling for a revolution. Well, our forefathers were.
How can you say things on the 4th of July off the document that the 4th of July was for?
I'm relieved that we all agree
of
on
course.
This.
Of course.
Yes, they're idiots.
We
it's
have
like,
to do better with our education system. We have to do so much better.
Oh, so much better.
We are so doomed and so freaking stupid.
Yeah, young Americans are really stupid. Not all of them.
No, this wasn't young Americans.
And older Americans, it's kind of scary.
Well, you know what Donald Trump said? He does love the poorly educated, so I'm assuming he loved this.
Yes.
All right, more show.
It's Wrecking Ball Radio. This is Davin's Den.
All right. Now we'll do some Nazi stuff.
Yay!
There's always room for Nazis.
Like cake.
Yes, like cake.
At the end of the conversation, you forgot to say hi, Hitler.
I should have said, like, strudel.
You should have waited for the bumper to finish.
Oh, yeah, I should have.
It's never good when you're a U.S. congressman and you make Nazi news.
No.
That's usually a bad day.
I'd say that's a bad sign.
Yes. Congressman Clay Higgins got a little bit of trouble for voicing a video inside a gas chamber at a former Nazi death camp. The memorial and museum tweeted, everybody's tweeting now,
yeah,
that the gas chamber was not a stage, but was a place for mournful silence. Republican Clay Higgins said in the video that the horrors of the World War II death camps were the reason why the U.S. military should be, quote, invincible. Higgins made a 5-minute video showing him in different parts of the museum. What is he, Vanna White, showing off the stuff?
Yeah, so displaying it like the a vowel.
Would you like to buy an O? He made a 5-minute video showing him in different parts of the museum talking about the atrocities in the death camp. At one point, he goes inside a gas chamber and explains how the victims were gassed. When you walk in the museum, the museum asks, there's a sign that says, you maintain silence and show respect for all those that lost their life there.
Hmm.
Higgins later apologized, saying the following, I filmed the Auschwitz message with great humility. My intent was to offer a reverent homage to those who were murdered in Auschwitz and to remind the world that evil exists, that free nations must remember and stand strong, he wrote. However, my message has caused pain to some whom I love and respect. For that, my own heart feels sorrow. Out of respect to any who may feel that my video posting was wrong or caused pain, I have retracted my video. All right, should he have made this video?
I think his heart was in the right place, but I think his video was in the wrong place.
You know what? You hit the nail on the head. I was thinking the same thing. His intentions were good, but, you know, it's funny that, you know, anything with Auschwitz or any of those camps, it's a hollow place. It's where atrocities are, and there's a level of respect, and they expect you to show that respect, and you know, it's a place of
silence. They even have a sign there, please be respectful.
Yeah.
You know, just to reflect on the horrors of the world. You don't film there.
See, I don't know. Part of me thinks his heart was in the right place.
It was.
Part of me also thinks he's making a political stand. He's talking about building up our military,
right?
Which is a very Trump thing, because this is a Republican. Trump is very build up the military. But what's not Trump is World War II. Remember, you know, we were pulled into the war. We didn't want to go to war,
right?
But we eventually intervened. As Winston Churchill said, America will always do the right thing after they have exhausted every other option. We didn't want to go in. And Donald Trump is trying to pull us back from all these foreign entanglements. That was very appealing to a lot of people,
right?
Because for the past 20 years, we've been all over longer, but really
because of our quagmires.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And Donald Trump is trying to pull us out of that. At least that's what he says he wants to do.
Right.
So I kind of feel he's making a political statement, but maybe his heart was in the right place. If it's a political statement, it's really wrong.
His heart was in the right place because he was trying to make a political statement for himself, but he did it in the wrong place.
I think it was really disrespectful not to have at least asked permission, because if he's saying that I'm showing that this happened and that, you know, a reminder that these are the kind of things that could happen if we don't have a military might to go against the bad people like Hitler. I mean, it's really a strong statement, but I'm surprised he didn't ask permission to film it.
Well, have the common sense to know that anytime you do something at, you know, Auschwitz or Dachau, it's a very sensitive place.
Or read the sign. That's the other option, Tim. All right, more show.
This is Davin's Den.
Snapchat has a new feature, lets you trace people's locations, and sparking talk. People are getting upset that you could be stalked or bullied, though, if you let the wrong people see it. Snap's Maps, which was launched this week, plots users' whereabouts on a world map in real time. The feature uses location trackers on your phones to show exactly where you are and what you're doing. Hey, leave that alone. It'll grow on its own. This means you can see if your pals are hanging out together without you. That's going to be hurtful.
Yeah.
In a statement posted on its blog, Child Safety Group ChildNet International said, given how specific this new feature is on Snapchat, given your location to a precise pinpoint on a map, we would encourage users not to share their location, especially with people they don't know in person. It's important to be careful about who you share your location with, as it can allow people to build up a picture of where you live, go to school, and spend your time. The map is based on technology developed by Zenly, a social mapping company bought by Snapchat's owner Snap Inc. in May. Users are able to pick whether they want to make their location visible to all their friends, a select few, or nobody at all, which is ghost mode, if nobody could see, which is what I would use. If they choose to be visible, they'll appear as action emoji on their friend's map. This avatar changes as Snapchat monitors the speed of users' movements, for example, by updating to reflect the fact they are traveling in a car. It's also meant to be a tool for seeing what's going on in the world as a whole, as the map updates with hotspot patches on color in areas where a lot of people are posting about an event. with Snap Map. Location sharing is off by default for all users and is completely optional. Snapchatters can choose exactly who they want to share their location with, if at all, and can change that setting at any time. Spokesperson added, it is not possible to share your location with someone who isn't already your friend on Snapchat, and the majority of interactions on Snapchat take place between close friends. So some people are up in arms. Anybody use Snapchat?
I don't.
You?
No.
Because we're old.
It's a kid's medium.
But, you know, on the positive side, wouldn't it be a good tool for parents to keep on top of their kids where their kids are?
But I guess if you made, that's a good point. If you made your kid keep you on and you're the only one on.
Yeah, let's say your daughter. If your daughter was, well, you know, if your daughter gets a little, I'm going to go out with friends. All right, keep your Snapchat on.
Sounds dirty.
Well, no.
Hey there, Toots, keep your Snapchat on.
Especially when she gets into teen years, you want to know that if she's going over to a friend's house, she's at a friend's house. She's not gallivanting around
in the
car.
Can I call?
Isn't that what embedding that GPS tracker under their arm skin is for? Because that's what I would do.
If they can't get them fully asleep and can't implant it in time.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Then you can do Snapchat.
Cosby Colada. A child's dose.
Want some Jell-O pudding? But, you know, on the upside.
How did your Cosby devolve into Roger? That wasn't even close. That was your Roger. I know you're Roger Palmiston. That was your Roger.
Call me in an hour, you see, about the Dayton Rochester.
All right, now that was more Cosby-esque with Roger.
Yeah, I switched it up.
Yeah. That's why you're the man of a half a dozen voices.
That's right. No, I purposely did Cosby doing Roger. That's Cosby doing Roger.
Thank you. And the audience thanks you.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think this is all a hubbub about nothing because the default is off. You know, you can really have control over who sees you and doesn't see. I would not put it on. I would recommend to other people don't put it on. Like I tell them with their phones, don't have the GPS location device on.
See, I think where this could run into a problem is that kids are pretty egocentric and they're like, yeah, it's all about me and let me show everybody what I'm doing and who I'm hanging out with and all the fun things about me. I mean, look at the proliferation of selfies. Everything's about me. So if people are going to put these things on and make it... and they also are, like, trusting on...
So you're going to blame the technology company for providing another feature?
No. I'm saying that, you know, they're also somewhat trusting about who they might friend on these technologies. So then they're allowing any stalker creepo that they friend.
That's not Snapchat's fault.
It's not Snapchat's fault for putting it up. I'm just saying that that could be the possible ramification.
I think Joe had the best... I hadn't even thought. I thought Joe had the best feature of it. So you could stalk your kids.
Yeah. No, I thought about that. Yeah. It says where they are and who they're with. Don't you want to know that when they walk out the
door? She's been in that bathroom long time. What is she doing?
But you can also tell with the phone. I want a phone. Here's your phone. Here's a Snapchat feature. You keep it on.
Mm-hmm.
It's not on. I get the phone back. Kabish. Yep. You know, and this way you know where they are. You're going.
Like she's going to get whacked. She doesn't swim with the fishes in the turtle pool outside.
I grew up in an Italian house. I'm sorry.
Anybody you're with has got to be one of your friends on Snapchat so I can see who you're with.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a bad feature. Like the video, Pip originally brought this to our attention with like a video. And you looked at the video, and it was like all doom and gloom, like a mother and her 14-year-old daughter. Like, oh, my God, I can be stalked, and they can see if I'm going to the bathroom, this, that, the other. Yeah, or you could use it responsibly and not allow
it's
everybody.
It's like
we're talking about kids.
But the mom is all up in arms, too. It's like, come on, mom.
Yeah, I know, because they saw the downside of the feature. Also, at that age, that movie Mean Girls was really real in some respects.
But that's parenting. That's not technology's fault.
No. There's no way that parenting gets involved in the interrelationships between tweens and young adults. There's going to be some hurt feelings over, she's with her, and they didn't invite
that's
me.
That's part of growing up.
Yeah,
of growing up.
But you wouldn't know unless you had this stupid thing on.
Yeah, but let's say you...
So you do what I did. You drive around and look for him.
I'll put it to you this way. Let's say, you know, when you were dating back in the day. Mm-hmm. All right?
Then she stopped.
But when you were dating somebody, like, in high school or something like that or back in the day and they broke up and you hearsay, oh, they were at the movie or there. Oh, okay. Now you're on, you know, on Facebook, you can see the other person with it. So happy now. You know, it's technology.
But now you can see
this is great. Now you can catch your significant other if they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. This is great.
Unless they're smart enough to ghost themselves while they're stepping out.
But they're not. We know people don't lie well. We know this.
No, they don't.
They don't lie. I like this feature. It's a good feature. I wouldn't use it.
I would not use this.
No. But to stalk people.
Oh, yeah. So much fun.
All right.
It's Wrecking Ball Radio. This is Davin's Den.
All right. We'll do some scamming. scammers. We'll do Pip's favorite part of the show.
Yay!
The reason why Pip gets up in the morning.
Well, yes.
Is it?
Part of it, on Tuesdays.
All right, April 3rd, 2017. Let's see, when we last left off with her, what did she say? She brought up money. And then she said, She said, "I'm not after your money, my king. I'm doing this so that we can have a better future and understanding, darling." And I said, "Right, you act like I don't know anything about Nigeria, like I'm a rube." That's where we left
nice.
It off. That's where we left
like
it off.
Like I'm a rube.
Like I'm a rube. She says, "Are you saying I'm lying to you? And do you mean I'm a scammer?" She brings it right up.
Yeah.
What do you think I said?
Yes.
You think I said yes?
No, I don't.
What do you think, Joe?
I think you would say, well, I'm not saying, it sounds like you might be, but I wouldn't think that of you, darling.
I go, no, not at all.
Got to keep it going.
Sure, I got a show to write. The show ain't going to write itself. She's got a job, I got a job. She just doesn't know she has a job.
She doesn't know.
Exactly. She doesn't know she's not a shape. Although that she probably knows.
She probably does.
Yeah. So she goes, so what do you mean, honey? I go, maybe we should prove you're not a scammer since you keep bringing it up. It had never occurred to me, but you may be onto something.
That's funny. Not for nothing.
Now that you mention again.
You know, again. Yeah. Again, but not for nothing. Again.
Yeah. Maybe since you keep bringing it up.
Since you keep, that's funny.
Methinks the lady doth protest too much.
Yes. She goes, and why are you talking to me like I am? I'm effing real, for Christ's sake, Davin. Angry. Why can't you believe me for once, darling? I'm honest with you. Trust me, please.
Wow.
Yeah, because the boss is overlooking your shoulder.
better lay down the hammer on this one.
How are you making out with this guy? And they send you, because the boss always walks up at the walks up when it's an amazing moment in your career. No, when things are going wrong, they always are walking.
Oh, yeah.
How's it going?
Well, let's be honest. If I'm Jane's career, there's not going to be many amazing moments. Yeah. I go, I've been talking to you like you were real. You keep on bringing up you wanting my money and asking if I think you're a scammer. I did not bring those topics up,
mm-hmm.
which is true, I didn't. She goes, I'm not asking. Money for fun, darling. I'm asking for money from you because I only have you in my life. And I really is that funny?
Well, I only have you in my life this hour.
Yeah, this hour, yeah.
Around the clock. And I really love you so much, and I have you in my life to help me. Never have truer words been spoken.
I have you in my life to help me.
All right, all right.
And I promise you, I will return back your money. Trust me, darling.
Will you?
Never been truer words spoken, followed by a biggest lie ever.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Truth, lie, truth, truth, lie. Yes.
She goes, I need money for living. You know that. Sure, darling. Please, stop treating me like this. I go, I get it. I understand. You need iTunes cards for serious reasons.
I like that. After all we've been through for an hour.
This is a very new relationship. It's like a couple of weeks or a couple of...
These 3 days have meant the most to me of anything.
Although, as we established in the internet portion of the show, I'm very outgoing. People like me. I'm a good listener.
They do.
I go, I get it. I understand. You need iTunes cards for serious reasons. I hear you.
iTunes, serious, huddle, again. Yeah.
I'm not treating you anyway. I've just tried to help you, but you do not make things easy. She goes, how? How have you even messaged a lawyer? Did he reply you? I go, you told me you wanted to handle it. Then you told me you can't handle it. I'm going to give you a night to think about it.
Young lady.
Get with management. Get back to me.
Yeah, really.
You're failing. She goes, all right, darling. I want you to do something for me, though I'm not sure there will be a way out of this S.
Okay.
She has potty mouth. I go, okay. She goes, I want you to send me some cash, please, so that I can buy foodstuffs and for my internet bill. If you can't do it, just say so, okay?
Just you gotta admit, so. She don't beat around the bush.
No, she don't.
She values your time.
Thankfully.
If anything.
I go, let me talk to Danish first. That's the lawyer.
Yeah, Danish. Prune Danish.
I go, let me talk to Danish first. Hang in there. Watch out for rabid ostriches. She's a zoologist student. She goes, please, I don't want any other option except yes or no. Please tell me you're mine now. I go, things are complicated. Well, we took a break, Joe. We had a long piece for the music. I'll go a couple seconds over. She goes, how and why? Are you there? I go, I have a lot going on. She goes, okay, if you can help. I don't mind any amount starting from $100.
Oh, so she's let down her baseline.
Yes, I go, okay, that is sweet of you to start small. You are a special lady.
This is Davin's Den.
It's Davin's Den.
When we last left Jane, she was asking me for $100 to start, and I called her a special lady.
Yeah, well, she was starting, all right, do I hear $100? Do I want 15?
She was giving me the minimum she could accept.
Yeah, I know, and she starts at $100.
Yeah.
Some people are like, we'll take your pennies, we'll take a dollar. No, she starts at $100.
She's like, how can you afford? Say your mind, please. What do you think is a good amount, dear? What do you think about just starting from $100? I go, how much do you think as your king I should send you?
You gotta ask your royal subjects what they think.
Good point, Joe.
Yeah, what are you looking for?
She goes, all right, send me $150.
$150? Where did $100 go?
The price just went up for you being snarky.
I wasn't being snarky.
You asked what your king should send
I was being concerned.
She goes,
hope it's not too much for you. I go, I will see. Does it get your panties wet thinking about the money, honey?
Oh, man.
What?
It's just...
Could.
It's just like, wow. I know we're talking to a scammer, but it's just kind of like out of the gate, like, wow, that's a little rude.
Yeah, but she told me she dreamed about me, and I'm a really good effer, so I think we're beyond that.
That's true.
Yes, exactly.
You're already effing.
It's amazing
effing.
How this show goes when we can't curse. Anyway. She goes, yes, of course. I really need it, and I believe you will send it to me. Honey, when are you ready to send me the money? Are you there with me? I go, sorry. It is Meatloaf Monday, and they did a rock block.
You're obsessed with Meatloaf.
Yep, the Meatloaf, that's one of my personalities.
I know. That's Meatloaf Monday.
Could happen. So get the let out. Double play Wednesday or whatever.
Yeah, funny.
She goes, okay, but remember, I'm here because of you. Please talk to me, darling. When are you ready to send me the money? I go, how dare you? Goodbye for now. I never said in Nigeria. She goes, I never said in Nigeria. I mean on Facebook. Don't put me wrong. I'm sorry, darling. Please talk to me. Hey, are you ready to chat now, darling?
Wait, I lost something there. Did you? Joe looks confused. Yeah,
$150
too.
Bucks.
No.
All right. She goes, remember, I'm here because of you.
Ah, okay.
And I said, how dare you?
Yeah, why are you getting upset?
Here, I'm not because I didn't put her in Nigeria.
Okay.
Oh, I got it.
And that's
thank
she goes,
you.
She goes, oh, no, I meant Facebook. But she sought me out. So again, how dare you again? She sought me out.
Yeah.
She walked into my life. She walked into my fairy tale.
Yeah. Poor girl.
Yes, she walked into my Wonderland.
With her hands out.
Yeah.
So that was April 3rd. April 4th. We'll continue. She goes, good morning. How was your night, honey? At 8:13, she goes, I miss you. At 9:02, darling. At 10:43, hi. At, at 12:03 p.m., hello there. At 1:02, dear, talk to me. What's happening over there? You sense the desperation?
Yeah, but I don't know. I think I might add it to the sales team. You know, not for nothing.
I know. She is persistent. Like a rectal itch.
Wow. Thank you. Enjoy your finger sandwiches, kids. I go, you made me so mad. I answered her at 5:14 p.m.
Wow.
I made her wait.
Yeah, you did. But, I mean, what were you doing up?
No, 5:14 p.m.
Oh, p.m., sorry.
I had my rectal itch. I don't know. I go, you made me so mad. She goes, at 6:35, I'm sorry, darling, but you got me wrong. I never meant you sent me here in Nigeria, but I said I'm here because of you on Facebook. I'm sorry, darling. I go, well, it distressed me so much, so I did something. She goes, what did you do? And then, well, then we go, So April 5th at 1:46 a.m., she goes, what did you do? Then at 7:20, she goes, good morning. How was your night? Then at 8:29, she goes, hello. Then at 9:18, she goes, so sad of not hearing from you. I miss you so much. At 9:44 a.m., she goes, tears rolls on my face.
Oh, man.
I'm making her want me.
You're making it work to want me.
She goes, let's see. I respond to her at 10:52 a.m. I go, I was so, what do you think I did?
I can't even tell.
Joe, what do you think?
I don't know. I don't know because I just love her persistence.
You're a fan.
It's one of those things where, you know,
you're
what?
You're a fan of Jane.
I don't know whether to think of her as a scammer or put her on staff. I really don't. I can use, yeah, good cold caller. It's really working out well for her. Yeah.
Lisa thinks she's working third shift.
She might be. I go, I was so upset that I ordered two high-class hookers.
Wow, that's not at all what I was expecting.
One looked like Pearl, Meatloaf's daughter.
Oh, man. As an obsessed fan, I really do love that. I love that because that's, like, really the creepiest fandom ever.
I had to pay extra for her, but it was worth it.
Oh, my God.
Now, on her end, she's sitting there going, I can't get $150 out of this guy, but high-class hookers are showing up.
Yeah, really.
Got to be running them 3 G's for the night, you know?
Well, yeah. One that looks like Meatloaf's daughter.
Yeah, really.
She goes, what do you think she says? What do you think she says? How do you think she responds?
She wants money. Where's my money?
She wants money. Well, how could you afford that?
I'm asking where's my money. I'm hearing this. It isn't even real.
She goes, OMG, I'm so sorry, darling. How are you now?
Really?
With two hookers, how you think I am?
After I spent all that money, I better be damn good.
What do you think I said?
I feel great now.
Yeah.
I go, well, they relieved a lot of stress.
I bet.
All right, should we stop there? I think that's a good place. Yeah, well, I know, but we got to plug some stuff, right? Okay. All right, well, I'll do one more. She goes, thank God, how was your night? I go, well, I was racked with guilt, but I guess that was foolish of me.
Yeah.
She goes, you are not foolish, darling. You are the best ever. I love you forever.
Can you imagine, guys are listening to this and saying, you know what? If I could say I paid for two high-priced call girls, and then my woman says, I love you forever. I'm sorry
stressed. But here's the thing.
The pimp hand is strong.
But here's the thing. On a radio show that is based on farce and comedy, and this is who we expose, it's funny, and you're like, really? But to somebody who's lonely, sitting alone somewhere with nobody, no family or anything, to know that somebody loves them, all right, is worth the price to pay them. And that's the serious reality of this.
I see that.
I hate to be Debbie Downer, but that's what they do, and that's how they get these people. Right now, we're having a show, we're laughing, we're having a good time, we're entertaining. But if you're alone somewhere, you have no family, or your family's gone, or you're alone, and you hear somebody that loves you, they're looking for some money, to keep that love, to keep somebody going, telling that they love you, may be worth paying them the money.
Yeah.
I go, that is very sweet, dear. Why do you love me so much? What do you think she says?
No, I love you too.
No, well, I ask her, why do you love me so much?
Oh, it's a good question. Because and in real life.
Because you're such a great guy or something?
Close. Just as important. Because you are mine forever.
Oh, wow.
And we'll end it there.
Grabby. She just met you.
Grabby.
Forever.
Funny. I'm Mr. Moneybags.
Yes.
You like?
Yeah.
All right. Joe, what do you got going on?
I will be at the Brokerage Comedy Club on Sunday. So I forget the date, but that'll be there on Sunday. Look at Joe Curry. Joe Curry Nation on Facebook for the dates, and I got some upcoming stuff.
Friday, July 21st, Side Splitting Productions presents a live comedy in Wanaque, New Jersey, Il Palazzo, starring Chris Monty from Kevin Can't Wait. For tickets, call 973-650-1398. As always, listen to the full show, davinsden.com, unedited. You can listen to it all there. Follow us on Twitter, at Davinsden. Like us on Facebook, Davinsden. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.